Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Monday, March 14th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. Number one, COVID relief is in trouble. Number two, earmarks are back and people are shouting about them. And number three, who we're watching this week. Let's get into the mix. Now, last week, House Democrats had to remove their COVID relief money from a massive omnibus bill. Now, the administration has asked for $22.5 billion. Democrats finally agreed to $15 billion, fully offset at the request of Republicans. This was pulled from the bill last week because of Democratic opposition to how it was paid for. People from some states across the country indicated that they didn't like how the money was being clawed back from states, and it was pulled at the last minute. Nancy Pelosi vowed last week at the Democratic retreat in Philadelphia that they were going to try to pass it again this week. The House comes in Tuesday night. But we're hearing from across the Democratic caucus that people will not vote for a COVID relief bill that won't pass the Senate. They're just not willing to take that vote at this point. And the Senate is not going to pass any COVID relief bill that's not fully offset. So the Democratic leaders are at a bit of an impasse at this point. And that's a problem because the administration really feels like it needs this COVID money. Now, a couple interesting fault lines here. Number one, I guess, is the big problem that Democratic leadership sees, which they don't believe the White House is adequately selling their COVID relief proposal. Now, this is something that you'll hear a lot from leadership when a priority is not going their way, but there's some evidence here. I mean, the administration dropped this request late in the omnibus process, that $22.5 billion request, and they didn't do much, quite frankly, to sell it. You keep your eye on the Blue Dog caucus here because the Blue Dogs in the House, those conservative, at least fiscally conservative House Democrats, are I just don't think they're going to fold here. I don't think they're going to vote for a COVID relief package. And this is a problem, I would say. The administration has said that they need this money for COVID testing, for vaccine research, for treatments. And without this money, they're going to be in trouble, they say. So we'll have to see how this gets resolved. It might not be resolved this week. Just as a side note, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the judge that's up for the Supreme Court, is going to resume her meetings with senators tomorrow. That's Tuesday. Her hearings are scheduled to begin next Monday, March 21st. They will last 4 days overall, according to Dick Durbin, the Senate Judiciary Chairman. They'd like to have Jackson on the Supreme Court by mid-April. We have no reason to not believe that she's going to be confirmed. So that will happen later this week. Number two story of the day, earmarks are back and Democrats are bragging about it. In that $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill last week, a group of kind of, let's call them endangered politicians got a ton of earmark money and they are bragging about it, trying to turn it into political victory. And it is a political victory for many of them. Mark Kelly, Senate Democrat from Arizona, got more than $80 million for three military bases and $59 million for a light rail project in Phoenix. That's on top of the money that he and Kyrsten Sinema got together. Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat of Nevada, got hundreds of millions of dollars in grants for local police forces. Raphael Warnock got more than $100 million in earmarks. That's on top of the money he got in the American Rescue Plan. In the House, Tom O'Halloran and Greg Stanton of Arizona got $6.3 and $9.95 million, respectively, in earmarks. Mike Levin of California got $21 million in earmarks. So huge windfall for these Democratic, vulnerable Democratic lawmakers from across the caucus. We asked Sean Patrick Maloney about it. He said it's a big win. It's one more thing that Democratic members are delivering for their districts. So I remember back in the day when earmarks were taken away from Congress, a sad day for many an appropriator, but now they're back in full vengeance. Two people were watching this week for the number three story of the day, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell. The Fed's Open Market Committee meets today and tomorrow and is expected to raise interest rates. We'll be watching that, obviously. It'll be a huge issue, both politically and economically. And of course, we're watching Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The COVID package is going to be, they're going to be trying to snake it through the Congress this week and next week. She's an expert in steering these things through, and we'll have to keep an eye on how she does it. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a wonderful day and stay safe.